to this weekly transmission of podcast called What I'm Looking At Podcast. I'm Emily, aka Pinky Cross, and Pebby's downstairs. I've got a drink. It's Waitrose Essential Sugar-Free Indian Tonic Water. As many of you know, I don't consume alcohol. However, tonic water and sparkling water are what I like to drink, and kombucha, and coffee, and tea. Those are my main beverages that I love. And tonic water is kind of a treat because it costs money to buy. Same with sparkling water. So I tend to buy a 6-pack every couple weeks and make my way through during special occasions. And this, you know, just sounded really cozy to me. I've already had coffee to come up here and start recording the podcast with a nice cold tonic water. You may be thinking, that's pretty weird to drink tonic water by itself, but it's good, everybody. And I switched to sugar-free because I actually didn't know that tonic water had sugar in it, and I'm not a soda drinker or anything like that. I think it's pretty scary to drink sugar. That's just me. If I'm gonna have sugar, I'm gonna eat a cookie or something. I guess it's the same thing. But anyway, this has, what is it? Sweetener, sucralose. It might be just as bad as sugar. I don't know. Look, I'm just trying to do my best to have what I like, but also to take care of my health. And it's probably better just to not drink tonic water at all. But, you know, you gotta have some things. We don't have to, but I like it. I like tonic water. I don't know why this has turned into me just defending myself when no one's even arguing with me. Classic. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. I have a drink, and it's good. For those of you who don't know what this podcast is about, it's all in the title. It's about what I'm looking at. And I look at something, anything at all, as a sort of mindfulness exercise. And it helps to calm the mind. It helps to focus the mind. And as a neurotic human being, as we all are in our ways, it's just a good thing for me to do. I just finished tracking some clarinet for another artist, a different artist than myself. And I love doing that. I love getting paid to record clarinet on people's songs. It's just the best. If you want to pay me to put some clarinet on one of your tracks, just email me whatimlookingatpodcast@gmail.com, or even if you don't want to pay me to put clarinet on your songs, you can email me and talk about something different than that. Anything at all. I'm here. I'm on the internet and email. Also, while I'm mentioning things like this, I want to mention you can leave me a voice note on the Anchor app or on the Anchor website through the link in the show notes. You can tell me what you're looking at. Hey, I would love that. I don't get them so often. So do that, please, if you'd like. Send me a voice note. You can also just send me one from your phone through the email address. And maybe you want to give this podcast some stars, some thumbs up, or whatever it prompts you to do. A comment would be lovely. and share it with a friend, a colleague, a pet, a mom or a dad or a baby. Babies love this podcast. It's just that they cannot tell me because they can't speak yet. But I know that babies all over the world would be giving me positive feedback if they can. If you're a parent of a baby that likes my podcast, I think it's probably your responsibility to interpret their language, because, you know, if you're a parent, you kind of have a unique ability to understand your baby's babbling. And I think, as I said, it's maybe your responsibility to translate that into a message on the comments section of the podcast page and leave me some feedback. If your baby starts crying when they're listening to this podcast, you know, it's probably just making them emotional. Maybe they get hungry in the middle of listening to it, because I often talk about food-related items. So don't always think, yeah, my baby hates it because they're crying. That's not necessarily true. Just some things to roll around in your mind. I want to thank my patrons. I've been sharing a lot of audio content with you lately, and that's because I've been doing some demos and I've gotten some nice comments from you all. Thank you so much for listening and commenting, and also not sharing the files, because, you know, it's not that much of a risk for me, because I don't think I would be leaked. You know, I think you have to be pretty big time to worry about leakage. But I appreciate you listening. So I'm gonna keep sharing audio clips with you patrons, and hopefully some new fun updates. My life has become increasingly busy lately, and I haven't even done a soap video in, like, I don't even know, maybe a month. So life is pretty wild. Should we look at something? I think I've said everything I need to say. Talked about the babies, talked about the tonic water. Yeah, I think that's it. That's all I had on my list. So I'm going to tell you about a food item. The bag is empty, so I guess I'll tell you about the bag that was holding the food item. And it's right here. I want to preface this. One thing I've noticed about the great country of England, and perhaps all of Great Britain, I don't know, but they love prawns. Prawn cocktail is a flavor of chips and different things, snacks, in this country that hasn't bled over to the US, at least. I never saw this flavor in the US when I was there for 32 years, 31 years. So I think it's maybe a UK specific thing. I don't know. But, and this may shock you, but I love this flavor. It's so good. And I'm not exactly sure why I like it. Well, when I did eat meat, I loved shrimp. I grew up in Florida, so I was fond of seafood and fish and shrimp and all that stuff. So it's not like I don't like the taste of prawns. I love the taste of prawns. I think they're delicious. So it makes sense that I would like this flavor, prawn cocktail. I think a lot of people assume that if you're vegan, you don't like meat or you don't like fish or cheese or eggs or anything like that. But that's just not the case. I think meat tastes really good. And I think that seafood tastes really good. I just choose not to eat them. So you can imagine my joy upon realizing that most prawn cocktail flavored things are actually vegan, because the seasoning that makes them taste like a prawn is vegan. It's not made of prawns. It doesn't have any crustaceous element to it. So cool. What's not cool is that bags of chips take like a million years to degrade in the landfill and often end up in the ocean. So there's always some way that I can improve my life, and right now I'm trying to improve I'm trying to improve on buying things like this, which are bags that can't be recycled and they just end up in the landfill and other horrible places. I mean, the ocean is not a horrible place, but it's horrible that they end up in such a nice place such as the ocean. So I've acknowledged that, and I'm not trying to shame anyone with their belief systems and their habits. Believe me, I get it. I bought this bag of chips, you know? Even while I was buying it, I was thinking, oh, do I really need this? Do I need to buy this bag of chips and contribute to this horror? That is the problem we are having. Anyway, I just mean to say that what I'm saying applies to myself, and I'm not judging you for buying chips or bacon or whatever you buy. So, this is a bag from Tesco. I don't remember why I was in Tesco, actually. I never go to Tesco anymore because there's not a Tesco around. I was somewhere. Oh, I went for my driving test, which was in a place called Yeovil. And there was a Tesco there, so grabbed a couple things. Parked in the Tesco parking lot, that's why. Also, I want to let you know that I failed my car theory test because I didn't properly understand the hazard perception part of the exam, and I was too conservative with my clicking of the hazards, or sometimes I was too fast and it didn't register on the test computer, so I failed. And I have to take another one this Thursday. What a drag. But I need my driver's license because I've almost been here for a year. Can you believe that? It's hard for me to wrap my head around. I've almost been here in England for a year of my life. Tesco prawn shells. That's what this product is called. It's a pink bag. Not surprising because prawns are pink. The background of the bag is an ombre effect in various shades of pink and dark pink and white. In the center of the background, it's the lightest pink. It's like a baby pink. The top of the bag is dark pink. It's almost like a brick red, actually. It's pretty dark pink. And then it fades into the middle, where it's bright white, not white, but light baby pink. And then by the time you get to almost the bottom of the bag, it's not exactly as dark pink as the top, but it is a darker pink. The bag is about 9 or 10 inches at its full height, and about 6 or 7 inches in width. In the center of the bag, there's a white square, and that's where all the information is on the front of the bag. Well, not all of it, but most of it. So it says in black lettering, Tesco. It's the Tesco font, Tesco branding. And then below that, it says prawn shells. The prawn is the biggest word on this box. Sans serif, bold, looks very plain, like an Arial. And then underneath is shells in smaller, same font, bold, sans serif. And then there's a graphic element, which is a long rectangle, just a sort of banner, but it's just a rectangle in a dark pink. And then with white lettering, it says sweet and tangy, all caps, sans serif. The and is an ampersand. It's ampersand. And it's not in bold. It's pretty narrow, fine font. Below that is a semi cursive font, italicized to the right, in black, and it's underlined with some gray dots. It's like a gray dotted underline. And it reads, a classic snack with prawn cocktail flavor and melt in the mouth fizz. Sounds bizarre, and I didn't read that part before I bought these, but I think it just means that it's a very, it melts in your mouth and fizzes. I mean, there's not many ways to interpret that. Having eaten these, I don't know if I would say that it fizzes. That's kind of a extreme way to put it. So that's all of the info that's in the center of the bag. That's where you see what's going on with the product. And the main feature of the bag, perhaps, is the pile of prawn shells that are pictured on the front of the bag. So it's just as if someone dumped the bag out, but actually there are some floating in the air, as if someone is throwing a handful into the pile. And if I had to guess, there would be, I think, probably 50 prawn shells in this pile. And I can even see the seasoning on the prawn shells. And the prawn shells look like flowers, not shells. They look like, if you just imagine a 5-petal flower, and it's a light orange color, pinkish orange color, and about an inch in circumference, circular. That's what they look like. Below the pile, it says, no artificial flavors or colors. And then in a square with a V in it that's green, it says vegetarian, but also vegan. So then we have our little nutritional guideline boxes. The first one says energy 6%, 474 kJ, fat 6.6 grams, and that's in red, meaning not good, 9%. Saturates 0.6 grams, that's in yellow, and it says 3%. Sugars 1.3 grams, that's in yellow, it says 1%. And salt, 0.4 grams, 7%. And that's in red because a lot of salt. And that's per a quarter of a bag. Below that, it says, of the reference intake, typical values per 100g energy, 2,255 kJ/540 kcal. So that is the front of the bag, everything that's going on, the ombre effect, the shells being tossed into a pile of other shells, flower-shaped crackers, and Tesco prawn shell, sweet and tangy, a classic snack with prawn cocktail flavor and melt-in-the-mouth fizz. Now it's time to flip the bag over, straighten it out. The whole bag is like a continuous image. So on the back here, I can see one floating prawn cocktail in the upper right, and then half of one on the lower right. That's actually part of the pile of the front. And then on the lower left, there's one in the pile and also another half of one floating in the air. Sorry for all the crinkling, or you're welcome if you like that kind of thing. The back is pretty minimal. There's a, in the right hand corner down below, there's a barcode, 501020481684 carat. That's the only thing that's really on the right side. On the left side is a pink rectangle going from the top to the bottom in a kind of scroll type fashion, and that pink is the same pink color as the sweet and tangy rectangle on the front. All of this text I'm about to read is in white sans serif lowercase font, very plain, you know, an Arial type font, and I'm just gonna read this all to you, so it might be a good time, if you're not already very relaxed, to just fully listen, and maybe not even listen, just let the prawn cocktail information wash over you like waves in a plastic bag laden ocean. Wow. I don't mean to be so depressing today, everyone. It's just, you know, these are the facts. We can look at them as what they are, what's happening right now. And we can try to do something about it. But right now, you're not going to do anything about that. You're just going to be present with this information. Here we go. Prawn cocktail flavored tapioca snacks. So this is actually the first time we're learning that they're tapioca snacks, because the front of the bag says nothing of the tapioca aspect of these. Our experts have been making snacks for more than 50 years. Today, they draw on that heritage to evolve the classics and create snacks for you to enjoy. Ingredients: tapioca starch, sunflower oil, maize flour, prawn cocktail seasoning, sugar, salt, flavoring, acid, corn flour, yeast extract, onion powder, tomato powder, color being paprika extract, rice protein, sugar, salt, color being paprika extract again. V, suitable for vegetarians. Storage, store in a cool, dry place. Once opened, store in an airtight container and consume within 3 days. Nutrition, as sold. Typical values per 100 grams or a quarter of a bag, 21 grams. Energy, 2,255 kJ. Fat, 31.3 grams, of which saturates 2.7 grams. Carbohydrate, 56.8 grams, of which sugars, 6.3 grams. Fiber, 1.1 grams. Protein, 7.2 grams. Salt, 2.0 grams. Pack contains approximately 4 servings, reference intake of an average adult, 8,400 kJ/2,000 kcal. Our promise, and now this is in the italicized semi cursive font in white. We make every effort to ensure our products are the best possible quality. That's why we are happy to refund or replace any Tesco product which doesn't live up to your expectations. Just ask any member of staff. This does not affect your statutory rights. For more information, please visit tesco.com. We are here to help. Free phone 0800 505 5555, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Recycling. And there's a emblem that has, it's a black square with an arrow, a recycling arrow, and it's crossed out and it says, don't recycle. 85 grams. Tesco Stores Limited, Welwyn Garden City, AL71GA, UK. Tesco Ireland Limited, Gresham House, Marine Road, Dunlaughair, County Dublin, at Tesco 2020, SC67081002. And there's some colors in a line in a rectangular banner. Blue, dark gray, fuchsia, light gray, white, black, lighter gray, yellow. And then a little best before date in a white box. Best before 15th of June 2021, 4A 1096 0417 D. And that's the bag of prawn cocktail, tapioca snacks, shells, of which there are no longer any in the bag, and that's how you know they were good. Have you tried prawn cocktail chips? Does the idea disgust you? Horrify you even? I hope you enjoyed this installment of What I'm Looking At. Thank you so much for joining me in this adventure of life and discovery. And I will talk to you next week. Bye.